Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
You guys, it's Rick Tittle.
Hey, 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 ho, ho, ho. This show has got to go. It's got to start. That's what I mean. We got 3 hours. Not a very good protester. 1-800-878-PLAY is the magic number. I call it the phone line. That's how we get in and we get heard, man. Yeah. Coast to coast, border to border, around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. This is Sports Byline, USA. My name is Rick Tittle. In my customary slot, which is 9 to noon, and a big TGIF to all y'all out there in Radio Land, what you got? We're here to talk sports. Also, of course, being it's Friday, if you didn't know, first hour, we like to check in with our buddy Jan Wall, who's a very famous film critic and Hollywood insider, Hollywood native as well. We do a little entertainment in the first half, or I should say the first hour of the show. Second hour, we will have an Olympic hopeful. The third hour, we have a couple of comedians, Zoltan Kaznas and Steve Trevino, who's been in the studio as well. But this show, trying to be mostly sports, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, footage, just stickers, rugby, cricket. Yeah, we'll do it together at the toll-free line. Be a part of it. I'm shy. Well, don't be shy. Call me up. 1-800-878-PLAY. It's toll-free. We'll pay for the call. You'll pay for the plan. No, pay for yourself. But 1-800-878-PLAY. Overseas, 0-800-878-7-7-5-9. What's your number? 5-2-2-2. Because I'm proud and privileged of being on the American Forces Radio Network. 500 outlets, 177 countries, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force. You're all doing a great job. Proud of you. I come from a military family, but even if you don't, understand what they go through and appreciate all that they do to protect us and our allies. You stay safe. Come home soon. Got a Bass-O-Matic 3000 here. Sailing January 1st. Visa and MasterCard are accepted. Also, Tittling Sports, Rick Tittle on Facebook. The Twitter is at Rick Tittle. So come back and let's do it.
We saved big money with our Progressive Home and Auto Bundle and used the cash to take a family vacation.
To Hawaii.
Who's up for a luau?
Yay!
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big money with Progressive, but not enough to go to Hawaii. They'll probably use it for things like the mortgage and groceries, or even a travel magazine, so at least they can see pictures of Hawaii.
Aloha!
Yes, say hello to those beautiful Hawaiian beaches in that magazine. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
It's O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts, which means you'll save money and reach your next reward even faster. Earn double O'Rewards points on 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic Motor Oil, just $28.95, and get a $10 gift card after mail-in rebate. Collect 150 points and get a $5 reward. Don't miss O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome, he's a genius.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's Friday in the first hour. We always check in and do a little Hollywood Hour, co-hosted by my very good friend, the film critic extraordinaire, Jan Wall. How are you doing, Jan?
I'm doing just great, Rick. Thank you. Going to be a fun show today.
Oh, always. And let's start off with our first guest. We're very happy to have him, and it's Andrew Main. And he's here to talk about his new book, Black Coral. It's the second book in the underwater investigative series featuring female police diver Sloane McPherson. It's a follow-up to his acclaimed series debut, The Girl Beneath the Sea. Andrew, welcome to the show. And I say author, but you're also an actor, you're an inventor, you're a magician. What else are you that I'm forgetting?
I haven't figured out what I'm going to do when I grow up. That's what I am. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Hey, Andrew, explain this book a little bit. Where do you get the idea for this great female character?
Well, you know, I grew up in Florida, and, you know, I met a lot of kind of real independent, neat women who were just as, you know, comfortable going out and scuba diving, fishing, you know, filleting a fish and then putting on a nice dress and going out and having, you know, an evening looking elegant. And I just liked that kind of character, you know, that sort of strong type. So I wanted to write a book about that. And then, you know, taking some of my own experiences, which I'm none of those, but I did a Shark Week special about a year ago for Discovery Channel where I got to swim with great white sharks. And so I'm always kind of finding myself in weird predicaments like that. So it was fun to sort of take some of those elements and put them into a book.
Wow.
I know that your followers call themselves Maniacs. How have they taken to the series?
Well, you know, I started off as a magician. And so I had an A&E TV show where I did magic, and I was known for kind of doing kind of like offbeat sort of stuff. And so I had a fan base there that was sort of kind of younger and skewed into sort of, you know, pranky magic kind of stuff. And then as I started getting into books, I wasn't sure who would kind of follow me over into that, but I was surprised by the number of people who have been sort of following my career for decades that have, you know, liked that. Because I think there's, you know, no matter what you do, and I think you understand this, is that, like, there's some, if there's some aspect of your personality to it and people like that, then they'll stick with it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. That's true. So this thing about diving with sharks, what, I mean, do you get, I mean, what is that? Why do you do that? And why does this one, you know, these wonderful characters, this female protagonist, why do that, put yourself at that kind of risk?
I mean, for me, you know, my reasons were curiosity, and I opened up my mouth at the wrong time. And I thought for a long time, like, what would be really cool would be, as a magician, was like, what would be hard to fool? Like, a great white shark would be probably hard to fool because, you know, they got these amazing senses and they're actually pretty smart. And then I said that to the wrong person. A week later, I was on the phone with the head of Shark Week for Discovery Channel. And they're like, oh, so you're willing to do this? And, you know, they probably put their hand over the mouthpiece and said, you know, we've got an idiot on the line. but that's what, you know, that's how I got into doing that. And that was an amazing experience. As far as Sloane, you know, she comes from a family of basically, like, treasure hunters, and she's used to living on boats, being in and around water, and she's very good at it, but she also kind of has some bad habits, too, which is sort of thing that kind of happens over time. I've noticed as a diver, you can get complacent, but, you know, she's has no problem dumping, you know, diving into a canal to go look for a body or, you know, diving to the bottom of the ocean to go on a, some sort of treasure hunt with her father.
You know, I'm interested in your magician background as well because, you know, I was a huge fan of Johnny Carson, and he started off in Nebraska as kind of a magician, and I saw Penn and Teller in the 80s when they were in their pomp, and I know that you've touched, rubbed shoulders with all these guys, right?
Yeah, I was actually, I did a program for years where I taught magic in schools to help teach critical thinking. You know, if you learn that you can be fooled and other people can be fooled, it helps you understand how to look at the world. And Johnny Carson actually underwrote that program.
Wow.
About what I was doing, and his foundation helped pay for that, and that was super generous. And Penn and Teller, you know, I worked for them, you know, for a little while, helped them create some magic. And, you know, I met them first when I was, you know, was a teenager, you know, backstage, and they couldn't have been the nice, you know, more nice people, you know. And so I've been very lucky, very, very lucky in my life to sort of met my heroes. And, you know, it's been a wonderful experience. Or in the case of, like, Johnny Carson, I never met Johnny, but, you know, he liked what I did and was supportive of it. And that was just, you know, it's very, very gratifying.
It really screams movie, your book, because, you know, you got your underwater cinematography, which nowadays can be so remarkable. And then you've got the strong female, and a lot of women who have their own production companies, you know, stars, are looking for strong female protagonists. So has this happened yet?
Yeah, you know, this, we've had talks about, you know, TV or film, and, you know, had different people, you know, brought up as, you know, potential. And just, you know, the wheels of, you know, Hollywood and everything kind of moves, you know, at its own pace. But, you know, on the underwater, you know, stuff is interesting. When I did the Shark Week special, some of the people I worked on, you know, the underwater, some of the divers and spotters, had just come off of working on James Cameron's new Avatar picture, which has got a bunch of underwater stuff. And there's, you know, there's an amazing, you know, network of people out there that do that kind of stuff. And when you watch Shark Week show, like, that crew that I worked with on that was, they were first rate. And it was just amazing to me was just the behind the scenes of people who are so, you know, it's to shoot, you know, to shoot a documentary or to shoot a show is hard enough. And then to have to go do it underwater where you're worried about, I don't know, running out of air, or like when we were at, you know, shooting at night about bull sharks coming in to try to chew on your fins. So, you know, that would be kind of a fun thing to shoot. And there are some amazing people capable of doing that.
When you write a book about this stuff, how much of it is in your head and how much of it do you say, I want to be completely legit with all the terminology and just do my research beyond belief so that the real, like, police frogmen won't raise their eyebrows on
it? You try to be as accurate as you can, and even, you know, my experience is I can know a thing, but if I'm writing and I tend to write pretty fast, I'll get lazy. Like, I might put, like, oh, you know, she picked up her oxygen cylinder. And, like, when she's doing a regular dive, and it's not an oxygen, it's an air tank. You know, you get people like, ah, you should know, it's not oxygen.
Right, right.
I know, I do rebreather, I understand that. I would be dead if I didn't know that. But, you know, they're right to point it out. So you have to be kind of careful about that. And when it comes to, you know, the terminology and stuff, you try to look it up, try to be consistent. You know, I don't like to weigh people down and sort of prove my work, which sometimes as an author, it can be tempting to sort of just bury people with this. So I try to do enough so you get the story and then move forward and not turn it into a Patty dive manual.
Great stuff.
Rick, I got to ask a we don't have any time. Okay.
No, go ahead, Jane.
Oh, I have a cheesy question just because it's cheesy, but two things real quick. First of all, I could see Gail Godot playing the lead here. And second of all, I'm a Houdini freak, and I just wondered, was he the greatest magician ever?
There's a reason that we're getting close to the 100th anniversary of Houdini passing away, and we all know his name. He is the most famous, one of the most famous celebrities from his time period. And magic just isn't about physical dexterity. It's about the impression you create in people's minds, and Houdini is with us forever.
Right.
Great stuff from Andrew Main. Make sure to pick up the new book. It's just out this week. It's called Black Coral. It's available from Thomas and Mercer Press, wherever good books are sold. Andrew, congratulations on the book. Thanks for stopping by. Hopefully we'll do it again.
Great.
Hey, thank you, Andrew.
All right, good stuff. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you right here on Spotify.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
I'm not insightful enough to be a movie critic. Maybe I could be a food critic. These muffins taste bad. Or an art critic. That painting is bad.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
All right, whatever works, Rick Tittle and Chan Wall with you coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show Jeff Bell, a very accomplished newsman in Northern California, radio broadcaster, a guy who I used to bump into in the elevator in the second floor snack room when we were in the the same building, but Jeff is here to talk about his advocacy, which is Adversity to Advocacy Alliance. He also has written a few books, and he is a spokesman for mental health and an advocate for people. Jeff, welcome to the program. It's nice to have you on. And, you know, we were just starting to get into a few years Yes, Jeff, just a few years ago, we were just starting to get into sort of a awareness on mental health. And now with the pandemic, it's really, we're kind of fraught with it right now. Where do we stand with mental health and Americans being open to learning more about it?
Yeah, it's a great question. And Rick and Jan, thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. Mental health is coming out of the closet, if you will. People are starting to talk about there are challenges with various forms of mental illness, and it's a very good and healthy thing. And you are absolutely right that the pandemic is exacerbating challenges for so many people, because I think for most of us, we took our baseline anxiety and added a whole bunch to that because of all the uncertainty around the pandemic. And, you know, interestingly, I think a lot of us who have been through some mental health treatment along the way actually got some pretty good tools for coping with what's going on right now with the pandemic.
Well, that's a positive thing.
It is. It is.
Yeah. Well, Jeff, you know, I loved your book a few years ago, Rewind, Replay, Repeat, A Memoir of Obsessive Compulsive Disorder. I found it so helpful in terms of just the personal approach you took to your own mental health challenge. Could you talk about that a little?
Yeah, and thanks. I appreciate that. I lived an incredibly elaborate double life for a lot of years. I was able to build a very successful career on the radio, but at the same time, I was secretly battling this undiagnosed disorder at first, and then later diagnosed disorder as obsessive-compulsive disorder, OCD. And it was creating all kinds of challenges. My earliest memories are of what I now know to be OCD, mental checking, ritualizing, and reviewing my day as a little kid over and over again. But I had no framework back in those days, nor did my parents to know what was going on. So I grew up with undiagnosed OCD, and then in my late 20s, things really started spiraling out of control. And this is sort of the focus of the book. I talk about this double life that I was leading. For example, my OCD manifested as something called harm OCD, and my greatest fear was that I might inadvertently, unknowingly harm someone or something. It's a pretty common subset of OCD. And I remember probably my first adult onset episode in the early 90s. A buddy of mine had gotten me tickets to a 49ers playoff game back when the Niners would make the playoffs. And I parked my car probably a mile and a half away because I was too cheap to pay for the stadium parking. And about halfway on my walk to the stadium, this thought entered my mind, what if I didn't set the parking brake? Like, huh? Where'd that come from? But it was a disturbing thought, as OCD obsessions are. So I turned around and I walked back to the car about a half mile, and I looked in the window and I saw that the parking brake was set, and I felt better. And so I got a little payoff. That was the compulsion, I now know. And I started walking back to the stadium. Long story short, I walked back and forth probably three times, missed the entire first quarter of the Niners playoff game because I was locked in this ritual, this OCD ritual, and I had no idea what was going on. And from there, things just started spiraling out of control. Misdiagnosed a couple of times, and then I finally found myself in a book called The Boy You Couldn't Stop Washing that I it was in that book that I discovered I'm not alone, that there's a name for this, and that there's a treatment for it.
Right. How do you get over that, Jeff? Because I remember reading Howard Stern that when he was a DJ, when he'd put the album back on the shelf, he'd have to put it in and take it out 20 times before he would feel like, and if you did it one less or one more, you felt like maybe the earth would stop spinning. So how do you get over that?
Another great example there, Rick. Let me tell you a little bit about what OCD is, then we can talk about how it's treated as well. So OCD is a brain disorder. It's marked by the obsessions and the compulsions. The obsessions are these disturbing, intrusive what-if thoughts. What if something horrible happens because I didn't put the record back in the proper way? What if something happens because I didn't set my parking brake? These are really disturbing thoughts. So those of us with OCD start taking on these ritualistic behaviors, like putting an album back on the shelf and off the shelf a set number of times, or going back and checking on things over and over again. The compulsions are just this sort of inane attempt to escape from the discomfort of those obsessions. And so the treatment process is learning to sit with the discomfort of that anxiety. It's sort of paradoxical. It's we learn to systematically stand up to the OCD, that the voice of the OCD that I call the voice of doubt or the doubt bully. And we learn that we can, in fact, sit with that anxiety and it will dissipate all on its own. But it's a tough process. It's something called cognitive behavior therapy.
And you talk about that in your recent, you have Rewind, Replay, Repeat, the book I mentioned, but then you have a recent book because people like Howard Hughes did this where he washed his hands all the time.
Yeah.
So many, Nicholson played it in a character and many people, Dustin Hoffman, many people in the movies have played OCD. Last night I watched Midsummer Murders, this murder mystery I watched from Britain. And there was a woman in it with real, with OCD, you know, where she had to count things over and over again. It happened to be teapots, but then again, it was British. So, what's your new book about, I mean, recent book, about how to help this?
Yeah, so a couple things, and I'm glad you mentioned the movies, because there are some great depictions of OCD in the movies, and by the way, The Aviator, you mentioned Howard Hughes.
Yes, yes.
Excellent, excellent depiction
wonderful,
of OCD.
Wonderful.
In fact, a well-known OCD expert served as a consultant on that film, and they really got it right. Leonardo DiCaprio really nailed it in terms of what it's like to live with OCD, so I would recommend that as a movie, by the way. The second book is called When in Doubt, Make Believe, and it's actually my attempt to share with the non-OCD world what they can learn from those of us who battle this disorder, because I think all of us struggle with uncertainty. Most of us find it pretty uncomfortable, and so we all do things that are counterproductive to try to rid ourselves of that anxiety. For example, if you are worried about something, you might pick up the phone and call your friend 10 times in a day. That's reassurance seeking. I'm not suggesting that is a touch of OCD. It's not. But it allows people without OCD to understand what those of us with OCD and a biological predisposition to doubt because of our brain structure, we get a taste of that. You know, I think the non-OCD person can appreciate what that's like. And during this pandemic, I think a lot of people are getting a taste of it right now.
Do you know from where it derives? I remember as a kid, I had it a little bit where before I went to bed, I had to turn my light off three times and then I would get into bed. And I never knew where that came from. Do we know? Is it a hidden anxiety or what is it?
You know, it's a great question, Rick. And the short answer is we don't know for sure. The experts are pretty clear that this is a biological predisposition. And that we are genetically sort of wired for, if you will, when we come into the world, which is not to say that environmental factors don't exacerbate the condition if we're predisposed to have it, but we think that it's biologically based. But I want to touch on something you just said, Rick, which is really important. I have found that most people have some interesting quirks, whether it's needing to line up, not needing to, but wanting to line up their soup cans in a kitchen or turn a light switch off a few times and make them feel better. And the number one question I get when I'm out there doing my advocacy is, do I have OCD? Is this a sign of OCD? And the questions that I ask in return are, to what degree does that behavior get in the way of your day? And the second one is, to what degree of agony would you be in if you couldn't do that behavior? And most people say, it doesn't get in my way. And it's just something that makes me feel a little better or whatever. That's not OCD. It's an important distinction because a lot of people will hear a story like this and say, well, do I have OCD? You might. And it's worth learning more about, but not necessarily.
So before we let you go, could you tell us a little bit more about A2A Alliance and then other ways to get help and find out more?
Yeah, I appreciate the question. So the A2A Alliance grew out of both of my books and a number of conversations with people across all kinds of adversities who were discovering what I had discovered, which is we help ourselves by helping others. The more advocacy I did, the stronger I got, the more I was able to confront my obsessions and compulsions and get better from this disorder. And so it led to a nonprofit. Our tagline is we help ourselves by helping others. And we showcase stories of people who have taken some form of life challenge and turned it into some form of service to others with that same life challenge. Website there is a2aalliance.org, a2aalliance.org. And guys, if I could put one more thing out there, I want people to know that OCD is very treatable. That's the good news. There are gold standard approaches to tackling this. It's extremely treatable. There's a great organization out there called the International OCD Foundation, IOCDF.org. If you're listening and you think this might be you, go to that website and see if you can learn some more about it.
Jeff, well, tell everyone. Jeff, thanks for stopping by. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate the opportunity, guys. Okay, good to talk to you.
Take care.
Good stuff. And Jan, with a set of pipes like that, he's in the right career, isn't he?
Yes, for sure. Except
no
news
doubt.
Has got to make you more paranoid. I mean, news is just too paranoid.
All right. Keep it going with Jan Wall. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
She said, I want Tittle.
Interrupting all programs.
This is Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite. Orbiting your living room, cashing in the Bill of Rights. Cuban Army surplus or refusing of the lights. This is Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite.
Rick Tittle can usually be found at He Baby Mama House.
All right. Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. There are two places on the planet where you can see amazing live theater, in my opinion. That's the West End in London. And, of course, that is Broadway in New York City. And, of course, with the pandemic, we know how much this has affected everyone. And we see the hashtags like Save Our Stages and Bring Back B-Way. Well, we now welcome to the show Rye Armstrong, and he's here with a new hashtag, B-Way World Record. It's a challenge for social media awareness campaign. I'll let you explain it, Rye. What's going on here, and what record are you going for to help Broadway?
Yeah, of course. Hey, thanks for having me. Well, we're trying to kind of bring awareness similar to the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge to the Broadway industry, which, unlike TV and film, cannot come back during the COVID-19 pandemic. So we're trying to break a Guinness World Record title for the largest online video album of people singing the same song, which I know is very easy to digest and not a long title at all. But that's our goal, and we're trying to collect 5,000 videos to break that record and bring awareness and donations to COVID-19 relief and helping the Broadway industry get back on its feet.
Is this – hi, Rye. This is Jan Wall, big Broadway fan. Is
Hi, honey.
Is this a Broadway song?
Yeah, so the song we actually got was donated its rights completely by Patrick and Paul, who you know wrote Dear Evan Hansen and La La Land and The Greatest Showman. And then Disney, which acquired 21st Century Fox, that also required the intellectual property rights for The Greatest Showman, which is set to be on Broadway in the next, 5 to 6 years. There was a whole article about that. So it hasn't been on Broadway yet, but I think the song itself has more of an international reach, which is kind of our goal, is to reach beyond the Broadway industry, because people in Broadway know Broadway is shut down. They haven't worked for a year, People outside of the industry are people we're trying to get looped in to help us try to save this kind of truly American art form.
And
but the song itself is
about...
From Now On, from The Greatest Showman.
Oh, great, great. Hugh Jackman, he sings it in the movie.
Exactly.
Fabulous, fabulous.
So I understand that it's not just you, Rye. You have pretty much everybody on board with this, don't you?
It's really exploded. I mean, it was starting off as maybe a music video that would just, this is all for the Actors Fund. And if you don't know the Actors Fund, they help everyone in entertainment, from stage managers to crew to actors to anyone who works in live theater. And helps them get back on their feet, similar to Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS. So, yeah, there's a lot of different orgs involved with this. Broadway Records, TenGlow.com, Playbill is a co-producer, Disney's involved. It's great, and everyone's being so supportive and, being very giving of their time, which is very, very cool.
Broadway changes people's lives always. Well, even if you can't make it to New York, it's just remarkable. But those who have, Mel Brooks saw his first Broadway show and became Mel Brooks, It changes everybody's life when you see Broadway.
I know, and our scope is trying to get outside of New York, because New York can be such a hub, but New York is shut down,
Right.
The Broadway lovers across the world are people we're trying to reach, So that's the goal. That's what we're trying to accomplish.
How has it been for you? Because I know for a while there, in the beginning, New York got hit the hardest, obviously, international city, and everyone was crowded on the subway. But it looked like New York was coming back, and the Village started opening up, and you saw people eating in the streets, and then everything kind of shut back down again. So where is New York right now?
I'd say we're on a snow-driven empty streets kind of time. And I live in Midtown Manhattan, so I'm in it and around it all the time. It's sad to see staples of New York City that have been around for over 100 years be closed, and restaurants that you always went to and had memories at, you know. So it's a difficult time for sure, and really Broadway can't come back until everyone's vaccinated. That's truly, I mean, theater, you have to be in seats, and they can't sell the amount of money they have to sell to keep the show running unless they pack the house. I mean, Broadway theaters are only 1,000, maybe 1,500, 2,000 seats. It's not like they're crazy big. They're really old buildings and small. So it's going to be difficult, and I don't think people are going to come back very quickly. It's going to take a long time to get Broadway back to what it was.
So I want to sing in this because, I want to sing
in
this. Yeah, I want to sing in this event of yours. I love to do that. I mean, as it is now, I go into YouTube and I get Patti LuPone and Randy Rainbow together, or I get, the greatest Rodgers and Hammerstein. But I need to do this myself to get involved. So how do I do that?
Well, you just simply go to ryco.org/BWayWorldRecord. That's ryco.org/BWayWorldRecord. All the information is there. It has instructions about how to submit. You can view at us on TikTok. You could just submit you singing it a cappella from your iPhone, and that counts as a submission. Even if you don't consider yourself a singer, we want people who even just want to speak the words. Every person in video counts us towards the 5,000. And if you can't donate to the Actors Fund, then donate, 5 minutes of your time to create a video that can then help so many people. So that's the goal. And then, you could see yourself. We have people like Alice Ripley and J. Armstrong Johnson and other Broadway staples submitting videos, then you will be in the music video with these Broadway stars singing right next to them. So that's kind of cool.
Totally.
More questions for Rye Armstrong, hashtag B-Way World Record. You have the look. You have the headshot. What was your background? Were you a singer, dancer, actor? What was your Broadway background?
Yeah, I'm actually from Seattle. I was born and raised in the Pacific Northwest, went to school for musical theater, moved right to New York right after school and did the actor thing. And now I'm, as the pandemic happens, you adapt. So now I'm starting to just dip my toes in producing and writing and creating things that can happen either after the pandemic or during the pandemic. We have 7 new podcasts that my production company's launched, just to help promote BIPOC voices and, other situations where we want to be helping people create content and also create platforms for people who haven't had voices before. So I'm just excited to be continuing to create art. And also, what do you do in a pandemic? I guess you try to break a world record. I don't know.
The talent out there is amazing, Rye. I mean, there's so much good talent out there. Were you a gypsy? Were you a dancer? What shows were you in?
Yeah, I mean, I've been in 3 different off-Broadway shows, mostly as a male swing, which is how people tend to start out. A swing, if you don't know, a swing covers the ensemble of all people. So you have to learn so many tracks and understudy
everything,
all these different people. Yeah, that's the best way to learn, I think, is to understudy the greats. So I moved to New York and quickly got into that scene, and Now I'm working more as an actor in TV film right now because that's where the work is. That's where everyone's going. we'll see what comes next, I guess.
It always astounds me what understudies can do, because when I was in London 2 years ago, I went to a fantastic farce like I always do. It's so funny. Mm-hmm. But I found out later that the lead was the understudy, and he only had about 1 million lines. I mean, I just find it amazing that you can know so many characters and where you are on the stage. I mean, it's really astounding.
I mean, I've had friends that are swings in the Book of Mormon or Mean Girls, and they go on, it's called a split track. So, sometimes they have to go on for even parts of the other gender in the ensemble because someone gets sick in the middle of the show. So can you imagine sitting upstairs in your dressing room and they say, all right, James, you're going on in 5 minutes for this track after they've learned 16 tracks. So and people don't notice. They just see the show happen and they're like, wow, that was great. Imagine
but there's always the dream. I mean, look what happened when Carol Haney got sick, Shirley MacLaine goes into the pajama game, becomes a star. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, it's,
same with Sutton Foster, out of town in San Francisco.
Sutton Foster, oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
she wasn't the understudy, she was the swing. And then now, when they went to Broadway, she became the star of the show and now has her career because of Thoroughly Modern Millie. Crazy.
And if they ever get back, I really am dying to see The Music Man with Sutton Foster. Oh, man. She's just so amazing. She's going to play Marion, I think.
Yeah, and Hugh Jackman.
I may be mixing.
And Hugh Jackman will be involved,
Jackman.
Too.
Oh, my God. I mean, there's so much to look forward to with Broadway when we reopen. But in the meantime, I dig what you're doing. So, really great.
Thanks. We just want to create a little bit of hope and a little bit of joy when people are, you know, kind of fed up with the news cycles and being stuck at home and power outages. And so it's been rough for people. So we're just trying to be creating a little levity for that. But if you want to help us challenge Hugh Jackman and Sutton Foster, let's get them to make videos. We're trying to push for that. So together we can make it happen.
You know, a lot of times I think it's funny when people try to act like Broadway people are pretentious, they put the emphasis on the other syllable. Let's say Broadway. Have you ever met anyone that says Broadway?
Only in sketch comedy have I ever heard that.
Right. Right. Did you see The Prom?
I did.
I thought it was
my
great.
Friend Jack Schiphol was in the musical as the male swing, and then he also, because of his work in the actual musical, he then went on to work on the movie, which was great.
Uh-huh. I thought the movie was done really well. James Corden, gay or not, I thought the whole thing worked.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's art. Everyone's going to have an opinion.
Yeah, of course. Everybody's a critic.
Yeah. So before we let you go, I said we have social media hashtag B-Way World Record. Where else should we go? Ryko.org?
Ryko.org and then /B-Way World Record. We're also on social media at Ryko Theatricals. So everything's going there, and our TikTok has been slowly gaining momentum, which is very exciting, and we're going to start including submissions from the Ratatouzical musical that just came out from the Actors Fund, and people that are doing TikToks of that. So it's exciting, and if you want to then challenge three or four of your friends, that's where the momentum will build, similar to the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, right? If you challenge people to do it, then they challenge more people, the growth is exponential. And then by the time Broadway's back, we've broken a record, and people know that Broadway's back and that we're saving our stages and that we are moving forward.
Great stuff from Rye Armstrong. Rye, congratulations on everything you're doing, and best of luck.
Thank you so much. Nice to meet you both.
Jan, would it surprise you that if I told you I've seen Phantom of the Opera 3 times, I saw it in San Francisco, I saw it in New York. I saw it in London. And even though I'm not a big musical guy, I love that musical. And the San Francisco Phantom was not just better than New York or London. He was way better. Way better. So
you say about Frank D'Ambrosio? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So sometimes I think, well, at San Francisco, the cast is not as good. That's not always the case.
Mm-mm. You say about Frank D'Ambrosio. He was fantastic in San Francisco. Fantastic. He should have done the movie. They really screwed up the movie.
Mm. Wow, good pull. But, that was his name. You are the entertainment queen. And we'll get a rec from you on the other side?
Absolutely.
All right, Jan Wall, everybody. She knows the Phantoms by their real names. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Violence.
To you.
I drank champagne with kings and queens. The politicians praised my name. But those are someone else's dreams. The pitfalls of the man I became.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Yeah, we're not going to fall for a banana in the tailpipe.
You're not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe?
It should be more natural, brother. It should flow out like this. Look, man, I ain't falling for no banana in my tailpipe. Break.
Tittle ate 200 chicken wings at yo mama's house last night. Now back to Fat Boy.
Couple minutes left in the show. Jan, what should we be watching this weekend?
Oh, we were talking about Broadway. If you want to feel like you've been to a Broadway show and you could do it from the comfort of your computer or TV, all you have to do is see The Prom on Netflix. It is so great, uplifting, a true story, poignant, and Nicole Kidman, you know, James Corden and the great Meryl Streep. I mean, they all just get in there and sing and dance. You'll feel like you saw a Broadway show, The Prom.
You being a Hollywood born and bred, mm-hmm. What were your proms like?
Oh, God. Well, it was the 60s, baby. It was stony. I mean, the early proms. A little later, early 70s, also stony. But what I remember is we closed down Disneyland. We had private Disneyland. You know, in Anaheim. So we took a bus down there from Westwood, and then we did Disneyland and then also LAX, and we flew around in a plane around LAX. Yeah, so we had some pretty elaborate ones. Stony.
Wow. Yeah, they used to call that senior night, and it got canceled because a drunk kid drowned off Tom Sawyer's Island in 1 foot of water, and so they stopped that forever.
I hate it when that happens.
I know. I'm glad I gave you a laugh. Jen! Thanks for your time, kid. We'll have a great weekend.
You too, sweetheart.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We got another 2 hours. Come on back.